let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Doc Withers in the Jotham Down store and restaurant. Lum has just returned. Listen.
Abner, you're sure nobody called me while I was out?
No, no. There was just two grocery orders come in. That's the only time the telephone rung at all. One from Miss Goshen and other from Wither Abernathy, I believe it was. It's wrote down over there.
Excuse me, that lawyer promised he'd call us today. Or at least, the stenographer did. Doc, you didn't get any calls for me, did you?
How's that, Mom?
Did you take any phone calls for me today?
Why, no. I don't believe I did. Were you expecting a call?
Yeah, this lawyer was supposed to call us.
Oh, yes. Is he the one you hired?
Well, we ain't hired him yet. We ain't even had a chance to talk to him. He was gone when me and Abner was at the county seat the other day.
Yeah, Squire Skimp and Grandpappy Spears has done hard the best two lawyers they is in there, them bonnets.
Yeah, looks like they beat us to the draw that time.
Yes, sir.
I don't actually know a lot about this other lawyer, but I reckon he'll be all right.
Well, dog, is he better be long. We've just got to win this case. Now that we know that pearl is worth that much.
Well, what did you say its value was, Abner?
Well, the fellow in there at the jewelry store the other day said it's worth around $4,000. I reckon he ought to know.
Yeah.
Doggy, just think of that. $4,000.
Well, if you remember, Abner, I told you that was a valuable stone.
Well, yeah, you finally admitted, though, Doc, that you never knowed what it was worth. You said you bought a whole string of pearls once for $9.
Yes, $9.50. That's what it said they cost on the box they came in. I got them on a punch board. Cost me 20 cents. Two punches. The first dime was a total loss.
Well.
Grannies, I wish that lawyer had called. If he won't take the case, we got to scurry around and find one that will. And we ain't got much time left, neither. Trial comes up Thursday.
Yeah.
If we'd started out trying to get a lawyer when I wanted to, well, we could have got one of them good ones that Squire and Grandpap got.
Well, this fella will be all right, I think.
Well, I hope so. $4,000. Lord me alive. Elizabeth might now have got my half of that spend already.
Well, you better wait till after this trial's over before you go spending any of the money now.
Well, she's just picking out a few little knickknacks, some little pretties for herself, a chopping axe, and a new point there, spikes for her hair. She says she's just embarrassed to death plowing along the road with that old rusty hair she's got there. She wants a new teeth for it. And she's going to get herself a helmet and some of them goggles like these airplane flyers wear, she wants.
What does she want with that?
Well, she's breaking up that new ground, you know, and them mules, you know how fast she plows with them. They get picking rocks up. She's afraid she'll lose eyes. She wants goggles for herself.
Baseball mask might help.
Well, I don't know. There's pretty little gravel there kicking up there. And she said
help
she
her wants... looks, anyway.
Well, yeah, she ain't getting this for looks so long. She wants it. She don't want to lose her eyesight, you know. She's getting a pair of ice skates, too, to help her in her plowing. She
said. Ice skates?
Yeah,
to plow in?
She's got some way rigged up. She's got the plow there, breaking up the ground, and she aims to hang a bucket on there some way with the corn seed in it. And she'll drop a seed, and then she's going to straddle her with these ice skates and cover the row up as she goes along.
That ought to be a pretty fancy little stunt.
Well, she said she's going to get it patented is what she aims to do.
Fancy.
Just think of that. $4,000. That's $2,000. I'll buy me something to you. Don't know what yet, but I'll get something. I'll tell you that right now. I have never had no idea that pearl was worth that much.
Does Mr. Skip know that the pearl was worth that much?
Well, I don't know. He knows it's worth quite a bit, though. He come in here the other day offering us $800 for it. I don't believe he's got any idea that's worth $4,000.
No, I figured we wouldn't tell him either till after we talked to our lawyer. What Squire don't know ain't going to hurt him. Or us neither, for his head goes.
When does the trial come up, Lum?
I told you, Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And that ain't far off, neither.
No. Have you got a lawyer?
Well, I just said we was waiting for a call from one. We ain't actually got one yet.
Well, you ought to have a lawyer for something like this. Get yourself a good attorney.
Yeah, well, that's what we're aiming on doing, Doc.
Yeah. When does the trial come up?
Thursday.
Oh, that's not far off.
Well, we can't stand around here gabbing all day. We've still got a store and a restaurant to run. Abner, have you and Doc got all the breakfast dishes washed yet?
Yeah. Practical, all of them, I think.
Don't let me forget to get some more fig bizarres for the Lumburgers. Just about run out again.
Well, we just got some a couple of days ago, it seems like, Lum.
Yeah, but we've been selling an awful lot of Lumburgers, too.
Doggy, we must have.
Seems like once a body tries one of them things, we got another steady customer.
Oh, they love them. Ain't no doubt about that at all. They just love them. Doc, there's about 3 more coffee cups to be dried there. You want to finish them up?
Yes, you bet.
Doc, I meant to ask you, this work here ain't interfering with your practice, is it?
Oh, no. Not any more than helping you with the dishes, is. Mr. Johnson's goat is in pretty good shape right now.
Oh, yeah.
He ate Mrs. Johnson's hat yesterday, but so far it's not serious. I expect complications to develop a little later when Mrs. Johnson finds out about it.
There's a dish towel hanging right there, Doc. That one.
Oh, yes.
Thanks. I wish that lawyer would call.
You know, Lum, I was just thinking, I have a friend who's an attorney. I might be able to talk him into taking your case.
Well, I've already talked to this fellow stenographer. I better wait and hear from him.
He's a good man, Lum. Mount Ida resident.
Yeah, well, if we don't get this other fellow, I might talk to him.
Could jump on the phone and call him long distance.
No.
He's out there at the snooker parlor.
No, not now.
What he has to say?
Not just now.
Russell Altmeyer. Attorney Russell Altmeyer. Attorney at law. You've heard me mention George Bernbald, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, Russell is George's cousin-in-law by marriage.
Oh?
Evelyn married Ed Houseman.
I see. Sir, wait a minute. Who are they, Ed Houseman?
They're divorced now.
Oh.
But Russell still considers himself Ed's cousin. And Mildred is Mrs. Bernbald, so there you are.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Doc. Let's run over that again. I believe I jumped the track back there, Summers. Rack him up and break him again.
Evelyn, don't get this started.
Russell's mother was a Dinsmore.
Oh,
Dinosaur?
A Dinsmore.
Huh?
What do you say we jump on the phone and call him, Lum?
No. Things on the radio.
Dog, I think we'll wait a little bit.
I'm sure he could take your case because he's not practicing much anymore. As a matter of fact, he hasn't worked any since the Wrigley case. No doubt you've heard about that.
No, I don't believe I have.
Honest Ike Wrigley was accused of stealing a 1922 Buick.
Who was?
Honest Ike. Nice fellow.
Oh.
He was accused of stealing this car, and Russell took his case and defended him successfully. Proved him innocent.
Oh, well.
And it turned out that Honest Ike didn't have any money to pay Russell, so he gave him his car, the 1922 Buick.
The 1920? Well, wasn't that what this fellow was accused of stealing?
Well, there was some discussion. Russell hasn't practiced much since then.
Hey, Lump, you better get your cooking cap on. Here comes a Lumberger customer, I think.
Yeah, well, set the skillet on the stove for a minute.
Yeah, I'll get it. Better get busy on them cups, too, dog.
Yes, I will.
Well, howdy do, sir. What can we do for you today?
Are you Mr. Edwards?
Why, yes, that's me.
Glad to know you. I am Stacy P. Walford.
Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Oh, wait a minute. You're there.
That's right, attorney at law. You were at my office the other day.
Yeah.
Miss Binney said you wanted to consult me on a legal matter. I'm sorry I wasn't in. I had some business to take care of, Mr. Cindy, so I thought I'd drop in rather than call you. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, I reckon.
Glad to hear it. Now, I believe you informed Miss Binney, well, that's my secretary, that this trial was on the court calendar for Thursday. Is that correct, Mr. Edwards?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now, I'd better tell you that I'm awfully busy this week. I might not be able to take your case. Now, just what does the case involve?
Well, see, this pearl worth $4,000...
I'll take the case.
Huh?
I just happen to think one or two of the cases I was supposed to handle this week have been dropped. Yes, Mr. Edwards, I can take care of you very nicely.
Well, good.
Yes, indeed.
By the way, you might as well meet my partner here. He's mixed up in this, too.
Fine.
And let's shake hands with Mr. Walford.
Oh, yeah, how do you do?
Howdy.
And this is Doc Withers. Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers.
Benjamin Franklin, huh?
Yes, Doc for short. Formerly of Mount Ida.
Mount Ida. Know the place well. Was through there in 1939.
Well, perhaps you're acquainted with Russell Altmeyer.
Altmeyer? No, I'm afraid I don't know the gentleman.
Yes, he's in the attorney game also. You know, I might be able to talk him into working along with you on this case.
I don't believe we'll need him, Doc. Much obliged, though.
Well, he's a good man. Ran for coroner once. Didn't get elected, but... wasn't his fault.
Well, let's see. I'd better get a few of the facts of this case and see just where we stand. You say there is a pearl involved in this.
Yeah, we saw some oysters here one day.
On a half shell. That's, you know, where you leave them on the shell.
And Grand Theft, that's Milford Spears, he bit into an oyster and found this pearl.
Kept his tooth on it, in fact.
He thought it was a rock and sent the plate back. But after Doc here discovered it was a pearl, well, then he claimed it belonged to him.
Yeah, the varmint.
And then this other fella that lives here, he claimed the pearl belonged to him because Grandpap was his guest. But he hadn't paid the bill yet.
Sounds like a highly interesting case. Who has the pearl now?
We do.
Good.
Emily, get the pearl out and show it to Mr. Walford.
Oh!
In that new hiding place.
Yeah, I know where it's at. I'll get it.
When we found it, I wanted to sell the pearl and divide the money up betwixt all of us. But both Squire and Grandpap wanted the whole thing, and the first thing I know, they was both lost.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Lop.
What's the matter?
The pearl, it ain't here. It's gone.
Well, looks like the old fellow's in need a detective now instead of a lawyer.